We're looking at Acts chapter 12, verses 20 through 25. Let me pick up at verse 21. On the appointed day, Herod donned his royal robe, sat on his throne, and addressed the people. And they began to shout, "This is the voice of a god, not a man." And immediately, because Herod did not give glory to God, an angel of the Lord struck him down, and he was eaten by worms and died. Now, as I finished last time, I told you that this is one example where we have a number of secular historical references that back up the sacred account. And of course, this is, as I so often say, because the Bible happened in real time, in real geographical places involving real people. As to the death of Agrippa, here is what Josephus says. He says, "Agrippa exhibited shows in honor of Caesar, and there came together for this occasion a long number of provincial officials and others of distinguished position. On the second day of the shows, Agrippa put on a robe made of silver throughout, of quite wonderful weaving, and entered the theater at the break of day. And then the silver shone and glittered wonderfully as the sun's first rays fell on it, and its resplendence inspired a sort of fear and trembling in those who gazed at it. Immediately his flatterers called out from various directions, in language which boded him no good, for they invoked him as a god. 'Be gracious to us,' they cried. 'Hitherto we have reverenced you as a human being, but henceforth we confess you to be more of than a mortal nature.' He did not rebuke them, nor did he repudiate their impious flattery. But soon afterward, he looked up and saw an owl sitting on a rope above his head and recognized it at once as a messenger of evil, as on a former occasion it had been a messenger of good, and a pang of grief pierced his heart. At the same time, he was seized with a severe pain in his bowels, which quickly increased in intensity. He was hastily carried into the palace, and when he had suffered continuously for 5 days from the pain in his belly, he died in the 54th year of his life and the 7th year of his kingship." So we have a rather long account there of Agrippa the First's death by Josephus. Now, Luke's version is obviously truncated compared to that of Josephus's history, but as F.F. Bruce points out, the accounts of Luke and Josephus are independent, but they agree in all of the essentials. Luke cites the appointed day that the leaders of Tyre and Sidon were to appear before Herod. One of the two celebrations may have occurred during this time. We cannot be sure which one that Luke means. One was a festival carried out quinquennially, or every 5 years. It was held on March 5th to celebrate the foundation of Caesarea Maritima. The other possibility is that Herod organized a festival to celebrate the emperor's birthday on August the 1st. This would include gladiatorial games in honor of Caesar, and historians seem to favor the second possibility, so for now, let's give it more weight. Picture the scene. It's the second morning of the games Herod has commissioned in honor of Caesar. As Herod enters the hippodrome, he is wearing expensive garments made of a reflective material. Josephus says it was made wholly of silver and a contexture truly wonderful. And when the sun fell on Herod, he appeared to glow. Join me again next time for more of Verse by Verse.